Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good morning. You're listening to WYLL AM 580. To keep up with Illinois public media news throughout the day, be sure to visit us on our website, wyll.illinois.edu. Now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. China's National Grain Reserve Corporation has purchased more than 700,000 metric tons of soft red winter wheat from the U.S. in the past weeks, taking advantage of recent low prices. The company, also known as Sinograin, purchased the wheat for reserves. The deal was confirmed by an official with Sinograin's branch in eastern China. We have a latest winter wheat conditions report. Came out after the closing bell yesterday, USDA reporting that 36% of the winter wheat crop is rated good to excellent, 34% is fair, 18% is poor. In individual states, Kansas, 31% is rated very poor to poor. And in Nebraska, 51% is rated very poor and poor. And South Dakota, 75% is rated very poor and poor. Across the U.S., the very poor rating is 12% of the winter wheat crop. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 14,625. It's up almost 12 points. The NASDAQ at 3224 is up about 2. And the S&P 500 is 1563, and it is up 0.5 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest will be rather complicated over the next few days, but the bottom line, everybody gets moisture at one time or another. A winter storm is raging across portions of South Dakota and Nebraska. Even though it's not winter time, it seems like it. The snow accumulations across this region will run from 6 to 16 inches from two different waves of energy that will be moving through the atmosphere. The first wave of snow is already underway. A second one will be forming across portions of Colorado and passing through Nebraska and northwestern Kansas as we move through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. The storm system will ultimately end up in parts of Minnesota. We're going to see 1 to 2 inches of moisture occur in many areas from South Dakota and parts of Nebraska over to Michigan, not only over this next few days, but over the next full week in general. We're going to see that kind of moisture. A lot of the precipitation will come from this single storm system. But there is a little moisture that will come from a second system that comes across the region this weekend into early next week across the northern plains and upper Midwest. And that system will be a lot lighter, a lot more disorganized, but it will contribute a little bit to the moisture situation. But certainly this storm system that will occur today into Thursday will be the primary producer of precipitation across these areas, and we'll likely see some potential for some localized flooding in those areas that get the more significant moisture. There will be a chance for severe thunderstorms occurring across parts of the Delta and the lower parts of the Midwest as we move on into the night tomorrow night and on into Thursday. The odds are real good that we'll see hail and damaging wind accompanying some of the thunderstorms. And we'll likely see again some locally heavy amounts of rainfall occur across many areas. The lower Ohio River Basin may only see half-inch to one-inch amounts of moisture. Parts of the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin could get 1 to 2 inches, and the same might be true for a few areas in the parts of the interior southeastern states. There will be temperatures that will be turning much colder across the plains and parts of the Midwest behind the storm system. In fact, it's the contrast in air mass temperatures that's driving all of the precipitation and the risk for severe thunderstorms. Temperatures will be falling into the teens and 20s across the High Plains region tomorrow morning already, and we'll likely see 20s occurring down pretty rather far into parts of Texas as we move on into Thursday morning. And over the 2 days, we'll likely see damage done to hard red winter wheat country, especially in Oklahoma and Texas, but maybe a few counties in southern Kansas will be negatively impacted as well. When the cold air comes across the Midwest, it's likely to bring us some 20-degree temperatures as well, but that doesn't look like our wheat crop is far enough advanced to be seriously impacted by such temperatures. We'll look for readings mostly in the middle and upper 20s across the region. Colder air will be present further to the north. We will expect to see an environment here that will continue favoring periodic precipitation as we move on out through the 20th of this month. Two, maybe even three additional storm systems will be marching through the Midwest over this period of time, and each one will bring an opportunity for some rain. Now, some of that is typical for this time of the year, but the fact that we're going to continue to have some cooler bias temperatures in the north central parts of the country might make it a little bit difficult for some areas to dry down favorably enough for some field work to take place. But for the portions of the lower Midwest, and especially the Delta and the southeastern states, we do expect to see a good mix of weather, and the bottom line should be favorable for getting more corn in the ground as well as some other crops as we move forward through this period of time. Well, we expect to see the temperatures to contrast rather sharply across the region here over the next couple of days. High temperatures this afternoon will be as warm as 70s and lower 80s in the lower parts of the eastern Midwest. We'll expect to see some high temperatures only in the upper 20s and 30s in the snowy areas of South Dakota and neighboring areas of Minnesota. We'll look for high temperatures tomorrow to be mostly in the 30s and 40s in the western Corn Belt and 70s and again lower 80s in the east. And then everybody will cool off in the east as we move into Thursday and Friday. Most temperatures those 2 days will be 30s and 40s in the north and 50s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
The pits are open, and here is the current composite numbers in Kansas City. May wheat at 743 and a quarters, down 1 3/4. May wheat in Chicago, 708 and a half, down 4. July is 712 and a quarter, down 5 1/4. May corn, 639 and a quarter, up 5 3/4. July, 622 and a half, up 3. December, 533 and 3/4, up 1 3/4. May soybeans, 1381, up 3. July, 1358, unchanged. November, 1230, down 2 1/4. May soybean meal, 392.50, down 80. May soybean oil, 49.60, up 8 cents. April live cattle, 126.57 and a half, up 30. April feeders, 142.85, up 10. And April lean hogs at 80.62 and a half, up 10. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Weather continues to be cooler than usual for this time of year.
It is, and it could be this way for another week to 10 days and have freezes clear down to Texas and other places.
Do you think that we're going to actually see some damage in booted wheat down in the wheat belt?
That's expected to have a little damage. I don't know how long the cold will last or how far south, but it is expected to have a little bit.
Got a report due tomorrow. Is there anything in there that will be something that will move the market violently in one direction or another?
Well, it's a WASDE report. They're expected not to go as extreme as the NAST report was a couple of weeks ago. They don't have to use NAST material, but they are expected to raise corn carry out 180 to 200 million. Yeah, USD's NAST found almost 400 million more. On soybeans, are expected to raise it 10 to 15, and on wheat, maybe 10 to 20. So nothing as big as the one that shocked everybody, but it is expected to have a little higher carryouts, and then also world carryouts a little higher.
So is it just a cup of tea tomorrow, and then we go on and look at the weather hard, or could there be a surprise in there, I guess is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, there could be a surprise. They could come out totally way off from where expectations were, just like the NAST report. And if they came, if they didn't raise beans at all, that would be a surprise. If they raised corn more than 180 to 200, that would be a surprise. If they increased feed usage opposite of NAST, which decreased food usage, there's no hay and no pasture of January, March, April, January, February, March, but USDA NAS lowered feed usage a bunch after they'd raised it in the fourth quarter. So depends on what they do with those things. If it comes out as expected, we'll go to the weather and world economics. If they shock us with this, that, or the other, we could push her up or down.
If front-end beans don't regain some sort of enthusiasm, does that could lead November beans lower?
I think it'll lead the Novembers lower anyway. I think the old crop has to do with what the stocks are going to be on old crop, and we will stop talking about those soon when we're planning and only talk about the new. But the question is, well, where are the beans at out there, and who can find them, and what do they have to pay over for to get them?
What else are you keeping an eye on, Pete?
Basically, China news. Are they going to use less beans this year? The bird flu over there has got them all crazy, but they are importing less right now than they had been in the beans. They're also importing some corn. How much will they take of that, and where will they get it from? South American crop is being distributed now around the world. There's still a waiting time, but it is getting moved through, and there's plenty of it available, and that's something to watch.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 639 and a quarter, up 5 3/4. December's 534, up 2. May beans, 1380 and 3/4, up 2 3/4. And November, 1230, down 2 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.